You're listening to the Reaching Japan podcast. My name is James Miyashita. So glad that you're here today. In this podcast, we cover updates and news about what's currently happening in our lives and ministry. You can find us on the web at reachingjapan.com, facebook.com/reachingjapan, and twitter.com/reachingjapan. Now, if you haven't already, please leave us a review for this podcast so others can find it as well and join us on the journey of reaching Japan with the gospel. Thanks so much for tuning in. Here's what we're going to be talking about. Wow, it's been a while since we've done a podcast. I think it's been almost 9 months. Hope you're doing well. James Miyashita here. And wow, it's been a crazy few months. I want to bring you up to speed on a few things that we've been doing and kind of where we're going from here. So since our last episode, last December, it's now September, but since our last episode, we have moved church buildings, we hosted 3 interns. It's been great. It's been crazy, but it's been great. So we had an internship for 3 months. We had 3 interns, one from Michigan, one from North Carolina, one from Arizona, and that was awesome. It was a great opportunity to help people figure out, you know, where they're going. And we're actually in the middle of having some of those interviews edited and getting those up. We'll let you guys know about those and put them on social media once they're ready. And you can kind of hear from the interns firsthand what their experiences were like. But it was a full summer. And then we kind of shifted gears and now we are praying, and I've been telling everybody about this, and so I would love for you to stop and, if you can, pray right now. We are praying to start 16 churches by 2030. 16 by 30 is what we're calling it. And some people are like, dude, are you, like, you're going to start those? We are not going to start all these, but we are praying for God to send us workers and laborers to help with this initiative. So we want to start. Our city has 2.3 million people. And there's 16 wards, 16 districts, and we want to start see a church started in every single one of them. So that's what we're praying for right now. So to that end, we want people to actually see the mission field, experience it, see what life on the field is like. So next year, we're hosting reconnaissance tours. It's kind of like a missions trip, but not quite. It's for reconnaissance to, you know, use the Bible term, spy out the land, see what it's like here. So we'll be doing some touristy things, but mainly we want people to see, you know, okay, so if I really believe that God wants me to be in mission work, then this is what it will look like, and this is what life looks like, and, you know, this is what my language school could look like, this is what my apartment might look like, you know, just give that to help people have an informed decision as they're praying about what God would have them do. But now that, you know, our summer is done, we're moving into the fall, we are really working at readjusting our rhythms and getting things locked into place a little bit more so we can just kind of, you know, keep a steady rhythm. So please pray for that. Our whole family's been sick most of the month, one or another or both, or, you know, multiple kids, or Rosie's been sick, or it's just been one thing after another. And I think part of it's just been we've been a little bit too busy over the summer, and, you know, I got the flu and I was down for about a week, and then foggy for another week after that. And so it's just been, you know, kind of a trying season because, you know, there's a lot we want to do and be working on. But, you know, being sick really kind of handicaps you in those areas. So please be praying for that. Please be praying for our health, you know, and pray that we could really figure out some God-honoring rhythms that aren't just crazy work all the time, but, you know, taking the appropriate rest that we need, and rest and worship and fellowship and things like that. We're looking to do like a music thing at our church this Christmas. Last year we did a candlelight service, which is like the traditional thing that people typically do. It didn't go so well. We literally had 2 people show up. Which actually, you know, in the aftermath of it, it's been nice because those 2 people have come back several times after that. And it wasn't just a once-off thing. But this year, you know, we're in a new facility and we want to try to do something for the community. And so, you know, we're thinking about doing like a Christmas, you know, music thing. We don't have anybody yet, so that's why I don't know exactly what it's going to be. But we think it'd be cool if we could do something like that for outreach. We're also praying and planning about doing a kids ministry probably on like Sunday afternoons beginning next year. And so we're in the process of trying to flesh that out. And that way we can get people involved and try to dig into the community a little bit without cannibalizing our Sunday mornings. So please be praying for that. Pray for the church here that it will continue to go forward. We're still praying for 5 people to get saved and baptized. And we still have lost people coming to church. They're hearing the gospel. We're going through the Gospel of John right now. We just started an expositional series basically as we moved. And so we are going through the Gospel of John a little chunk at a time. And I think it's been good. I'm very proud of the people who come. Our sermons are like 50 minutes long because it's explaining, and you could probably hear our youngest crying right now in the background. Maybe you can't. I don't know. I think he just woke up from his nap and he's a little grouchy. But we try to get to, why is this important for us, or what is God saying? What does this mean? And so, sometimes we're like 40 minutes. Sometimes last Sunday was like 50 some minutes. So the preacher's a little long-winded, but if you get a chance, maybe let him know that he needs a change. But anyway, that's me, by the way. But sharing the gospel and saying, this is the word, and here's what God says, and based on the authority of Scripture, here's who Jesus is, and here's what you need to do about it. Before we were kind of doing more like just month-to-month series on things, but people were interested a little bit in the topics, but it just wasn't helping people grow. And I think this way people are really getting to see that. And it's been really interesting to kind of see the connections and, kind of have those strong foundations. So our YouTube channel has been doing good. We've got like 350 subscribers for our church YouTube channel now, which is crazy because our home church has like 410. So, but we're like a church plant with like 20 people. So, little pea shooter operation going on over here. But yeah, pray for us, and love to hear from you guys. What's going on? I know it's probably getting into the fall. It's still hot over here, but starting to cool down. So anyway, pray for us, and love to hear from you guys. Take care. So that's a little bit of what's been going on here. Now, if you have any questions or comments about what we talked about today, I'd love to hear from you. I will do my best to answer those questions on this podcast. You can always reach me via email. My email address is james@reachingjapan.com. That's james@reachingjapan.com. We are honored to serve under the direction of Vision Baptist Church and Vision Baptist Missions in Alpharetta, Georgia. If you're looking for a way to take your next step in ministry or missions, please reach out to me. Thanks for tuning in today. We will see you next time.